Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Fun one today. I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Fallon said it's going to be tough for Andrew Cuomo with a track record like this. His only future is either president or Supreme Court Justice Fallon. But during his remarks, he said it was best that he step aside. And then every woman in the room took two steps aside. Colbert, don't let the door hit you on the butt on the way out. But if it does, that door should also resign. That's great. Colbert, for now, Cuomo's still governor because for reasons I don't understand, Cuomo's resignation will take effect in 14 days. Evidently, he gave himself 2 weeks notice. Seth Meyers, that's right. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that he will resign amid multiple allegations of sexual harassment. So tune in to CNN tonight for, I don't know, a rerun of the history of the sitcom. Fallon, Cuomo's replacement will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. And yeah, this is strange. Right after she was announced as New York's next governor, CNN offered a primetime show to her sister. Colbert. Hochul will be taking the seat vacated by Cuomo, hopefully after putting a towel down first. Conan O'Brien spoke to Variety and said, since I left late night, I've had people on the street saying congratulations on your retirement, and they have no idea that I'm as far from retired as you could possibly imagine. Conan said, we started doing a podcast a couple years ago, and I started on a whim. There's no polite way to say it. It just kind of blew up. It became a thing, and it's been a fantastic experience because I spent 28 years honing these interview skills, and then suddenly I could use them, but in a completely different format. If you had told me when I was a writer on The Simpsons back in the early 90s that one day I'd be ending a 28-year late-night career by having these incredible people make this gift, which was lovely. It floored me. He's talking there about The Simpsons celebrating his late night exit with an animated interview with Homer Simpson. Conan said, we could have done an hour-long episode of Homer just making fun of me, which would have been delightful. From the Orlando Weekly, your home for comedy news, Bill Burr was on his own podcast and he talked about Florida Governor DeSantis saying, DeSantis, whoever this guy is, they have the most grumpiest looking photo ever. This guy's starting to build stature in 2024, and he says he disagrees on mask mandates. The amount of people who don't even own a microscope or even have a pair of scrubs, you know, unless they went to some Halloween party, who are literally questioning doctors. It's just, at this point, it's just hilarious. He knows that's what his fan base wants him to do, so that's what the F he's going to do. Unbelievable. The Daily Mail apparently checked out Tim Dillon's podcast, and I've told you about Tim Dillon before. I love his podcast. It is over the top hilarious, but at some point he's going to step on the landmine and I'm going to deny that I ever told you that. And I'm going to be like, Tim Dillon, who's that? Never heard of him. Never listened to his podcast. But the Daily Mail listened to it and they apparently don't get the joke. Tim tends to go on very obviously over the top rants and makes really exaggerated points for effect. But the Daily Mail reported on it as if Tim Dillon were serious. I guess he did say these words. Here we go. The headline, U.S. comedian says Australians like lockdowns because they're lazy descendants of criminals. That's the headline. An American comedian joked Australians like lockdowns because they're perpetually lazy descendants of criminals who don't want to work. Tim Dillon targeted Australians in his latest podcast while talking about the pandemic and mocking lockdowns enforced across the country. Australia has like 12 cases and they're literally chaining people. But Australians like that. They like the government. They trust the government. The government has been good to Australia. People asking why Australians aren't angry. They're perpetually lazy descendants of criminals. Dillon, who says he's visited Australia and has a lot of Aussie friends, laughed that the lockdown isn't really preventing the normal way of life. Australians are simple people. All they want to do is get drunk and grill. All they want to do is get hammered in their backyard to put meat on a grill. When you tell them not to work, they go, all right, do you think Australia's demanding to work? No one cares. They just want to get bombed. No one cares. They just want to get bombed on their couch and put a shish kebab on the grill. All they care about is drinking and eating. Australians are simple people. He said that Australians only recently learned to use knives and forks and that the ongoing lockdown was met with universal support. I love how the Daily Mail like handed this in like Tim Dillon was at all serious about this. This is the best case scenario for them. They don't have to work. They're descendants of criminals. Sebastian Maniscalco has revealed that he'll be in the upcoming Super Mario movie. He was on Bert Kreischer's Bertcast. Sebastian said, I'm in a movie, Super Mario Brothers, an animated movie. So I'm playing Spike, their boss. Some internet sleuths were like, who's Spike? Well, Foreman Spike starred in Wrecking Crew alongside the Mario Brothers, so that's likely who Maniscalco is referring to. Now, when you're like, what's Wrecking Crew? So was I. It's a 1985 NES game. I looked up a summary to try and explain it to you. I don't get it. Basically, Mario smashes stuff. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you could switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today's Daily Common News is brought to you by Travel Is Back. That is my weekly casual travel podcast. Every week I tell you about a place that I've been and what I like to do when I go there. I'm not saying it's the definitive travel guide. It's what I do when I go to a particular place. This week, Boston. Travel Is Back, wherever you get your shows. Spoilers for this week's Rick and Morty. Did you see Rick and Morty this week? I, for reals, woke up this morning thinking about this week's episode. The AV Club writes, there are a couple hints here in the newest episode about Rick's past that could mean something but might not. The biggest one comes from young Rick, the 35-year-old Rick who, how do I explain this quickly? A younger version of Rick from somebody's memories manifests itself as a character. So regular Rick is hanging out with a 35-year-old version of him. The younger version says to regular Rick, "You live with a version of our dead daughter." The line is delivered quickly, acknowledged, and then we move so past that the writer says, I'm kind of wondering if this was already part of the lore that I missed. I wondered the same thing. Was that out there already? I don't think so. The writer says, I don't remember hearing there's a version of Beth who died young enough for a 35-year-old Rick to know about it. Yeah, so that stuck in my brain. But also, Rick did a line about they were fighting in a war. And Rick explained, like, nothing matters. I could show you a version of this war where we win, where we lose, where it doesn't even happen. You don't exist. And it was, like, really deep for a silly cartoon because it got me thinking about parallel universes and how nothing matters because there's all these versions of everything. Rick and Morty's up to something. I am intrigued. This season's been a little uneven. It started really strong. There was a run of, like, okay episodes, but this last one was pretty interesting. Hey, you know who's got a new movie? Sarah Cooper. Remember Sarah Cooper? She used to pantomime to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. Then they gave her a Netflix special. Then she had a CBS sitcom development deal. She was like the hottest thing in comedy. You remember Sarah Cooper, right? Well, Bleecker Street and Stage 6 Films have picked up the worldwide rights to a coming-of-age film called Summering. The film stars several people, including Sarah Cooper. Summering portrays best friends Mari, Dina, Lola, and Daisy making the most of their last summer weekend and facing a startling discovery as they revisit a favorite haunt. Instead of calling the police or telling their parents, they take matters into their own hands. Sounds like teenagers. Sarah Cooper, as talented as she is probably too old to play one of the teenagers. Maybe she plays a mom or the cop or who knows. Summering in the U.S. Summer 22 release anticipated. Also in a movie, Marc Maron, now this one does not sound funny at all, I'm only telling you about it because of Marc Maron, But Netflix has released the trailer for Worth. It's an upcoming 9/11 drama starring Michael Keaton, who is generally awesome in everything. The film is about Michael Keaton as Kenneth Feinberg, as he leads the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Like I said, nothing funny about that, but Marc Maron is in it. It'll arrive on Netflix September 3rd. Comedy Dynamics announced the acquisition of Mentally Al. It's a film about comedian Al Lubell that explores the atypical comedic mind of a man widely admired by his peers, if not well known to the general public. I'm not familiar with Al's work either. Sarah Silverman says he's an artist. Before there was a word for alternative comedy, there was Al. Comedians know that Al is crazy funny, and I think comedians also worry about Al because you can tell he's going down some wormhole in his own mind. Sounds pretty interesting. And that is your company news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Tell a friend. Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Catch you tomorrow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.